Soup Logo pretty much tells you exactly what it does. It's a small application which creates logos. If you're familiar with the Microsoft Office suite, you'll be familiar with something in there called WordArt. Well, Soup Logo allows you to produce something similar, but it does it online, and as a consequence, the final image that's created can be either downloaded if you want to use it offline, or indeed uploaded to one of a small number of image hosting sites, and from there, of course, you can then use that logo on your own websites. If you download it or shift it around, it's done as a separate PNG file, so you're not stuck with the WordArt in an Office application. You can shift it around, and that's the important thing. It's incredibly easy to use, no account needed. You just go along, you type in the text that you want to appear as your logo, you make a choice of some different fonts, sizes, whether it's a shadow or an outline, a colour, and sort of style, I suppose you'd call it, and that's pretty much it. It's as easy to use as that, something your students enjoy doing, and I guess it gives them, it's one of those things where they love changing things and changing look and feel, and it's about personalization, I guess, and they really enjoy being able to personalize things. It also can challenge them to think about design. If you choose the font and the colour poorly, then the message that you're getting across, your logo, won't necessarily be particularly visible or distinguishable or impactful. So a little bit of thought and design needs to go into it, and that might challenge them a little bit.